Good morning, good afternoon, hello everyone. This is Colony on Fly Jump Radio, and today we are going to have a Kenji and a Koichi from London over Skype, and we are going to talk about their event.Halloween event this month, and something else about their the personal life as well, if that's possible, which is, you know, I'm very interested in. So yeah. and about our story here in Japan. Right, so we had this huge event last month, which was on 22nd of September, and Strong Luck is organized, and Chuck and Yukino performed with the Kizami Music Factory, and that was really good event actually. You know, like we had this crowd, and then all bands amazing, and they are really good, and then there was like a really good atmosphere, and I don't know, pretty sure like by the time we broadcast this radio show, we will upload some videos or something on Facebook, I hope. Because it was a really good one, and I really want to show to everyone about that. So yeah, if it hasn't uploaded yet, then I try to upload that pretty soon. And yeah, I hope that you guys are gonna watch it.Okay, so unfortunately, in Tokyo, we're not going to have a Halloween party here, but yeah, we're having a huge Halloween party in London, so we're going to talk about that today. So today's first song is from Colors, and this is called Paranoid. Enjoy it. You're listening to Fly Jump Radio, and that was Colored with Paranoid. So, now we're gonna have Kenji and Koichi. Welcome, guys!
Hello!
Hello!
How are you?
I'm good. I caught a cold recently, so still like coughing a lot. So, I shouldn't talk much today, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Well, okay. How are you? How are you guys?
Pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah, busy.
Busy.
Well, especially I think Koichi has been quite busy, you know.
We are quite, you know, stressful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, stressed out a little bit.
He's always busy, though.
Koichi has been, I don't know, in meetings with new clients and, yeah. You know.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah, and
it's good, though.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah. And, well, me personally, like, you know, busy with other stuff, you know. Which is quite stressful, but, you know, that's life. And,
but you said, you know, in 2016, something like
I think I told you guys before, but I kind of had a bit of feeling.
Mm.
This feeling that, you know, this year can be quite tough. You know, I felt that, you know, right at the beginning of the year. And it's actually tougher than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, you know, just, it's okay, you know, but I'm kind of seeing some changes could happen soon. You know, hopefully, you know, things will look up soon, but it's been tough in a way. Mm.
I think I kind of like know what you mean because this year was also really tough for me. And right. like so many things, both a good thing and a bad thing happened to me a lot. And especially when the bad thing happens, you know, all like everything, like every bad things happen at once. And they hit me so badly. And then I got totally depressed and then stressed out. And which was, you know, actually happened recently. That's why I think I caught a cold because of that. Yeah, but I heard, like, I remember which planet, but I think it was Neptune or something. Like past the Earth, or I don't know exactly what happened, but somehow because of those, how to say, 宇宙の、なんていうのこういうの。
Universal,
there's like a planet,
cosmic,
moving things. Then from 23rd of September, like everything should be changed, which means like a bad thing is supposed to happen to everyone up to 23rd of September. But after that date, it should be changed, which means like only good thing happened to everyone. And actually, I think that wasn't wrong because exactly from that date, like my days are changing. So and now I feel much better than before. So yeah. So I hope that you know that's gonna happen to you guys as well.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, things are getting better. You know, to be honest. You know, I'm more relaxed now. Like. I feel more positive about it, and but yeah, it's been a little bit strange this year, to be honest.
I see. Well, but you know, only just 3 more months, then we're gonna have a new year soon. So I really hope that you know next year, we all have a really good luck.
And hopefully.
Yeah. How about you, Koichi? I heard like you slept in a tent, your tent for 2 nights.
Oh, you knew that.
Yeah, you know. In someone's strangers.
It's kind of escape, you know.
Escape from the reality.
But also it's for challenging for me to do something new, and that's the way it's cheaper and do something new. So that's, you know. And just only we spend time a weekend, so not that we could take risks. So I just tried staying in tent in Solinger's house, his garden. It was fun, but you know, first day it was raining.
Aww.
But I enjoyed it as well.
Really? You know,
people, you know, human being never, you know, opens the nature. So that's good to me.
That's a huge thing you want to say. Huge thing. You could sleep?
Yeah, I was able to, but somehow, you know, the ground is slightly, I don't know, slide, how can I say?
Like how do you call it?
Little bit slope.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
So,
okay.
Somehow, so my back's break pain. Aww. After woke up, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, was fun.
Oh my god. Well,
I used to camp a lot, you know, like when I was in Japan, you know, back in '90s. I went camping like quite often, like in the summer. I loved it, you know, like I like that kind of thing, really.
I maybe continue.
Yeah.
Continuing.
Yeah.
It's getting cold, so.
But it's kind of strange, like, you know, staying at someone's.
Yes, strange house. Backyard.
Like a garden or something.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
And it's, you know, even in Zone 4 in London, so very close to center.
Right.
So compared to other campsites, I can easily come back to normal life.
Ah, right, okay.
And you know, as you guys know, you know, we had a meeting at Flyjian on a daily. So I can do on Skype meeting or even in, you know, during camp. You know.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I didn't really realize that.
We didn't realize that.
Cool.
Because I visit, but actual Wi-Fi connection was quite bad on garden, so I needed to go to station side and get in the cafe around there. So
okay.
You're in the cafe.
And in London, there is totally good free Wi-Fi in cafes and power plugs. So you know, you can easily get a kind of environment.
That's crazy.
But that was kind of crazy. So I don't know, out of blue type of thing, wasn't it? Like, you know, just on Facebook saying, "Well, I'm staying in a tent in this weekend at this someone's
stranger's garden."
I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's the point. Like, sleeping in a tent is not like, it doesn't sound a big thing, but it's because you did it. Yeah, someone you didn't know. So the house and the garden, so that's the point why I'm so surprised.
Do
you actually have to pay? Do you actually?
I'll review you later.
Okay. Oh, what is it then? Okay.
Okay, so thank you. Alright, so I'm going to play today's second song anyway. This is from the Abacus, and the song is called Take All My Love. Enjoy it.
Know me, what I said love puts in my head, which have no correspondence with true sight, or if they have, where is my judgment fled? That sends us falsely what they see or write. So vexed with watching and with tears. No marvel then, no one mistake my view. The sun itself sees not till heaven clears. Take all my love, yeah. Take them all. What hast thou then, my love, more? Keeps me blind, lest eyes will see their foul fault should find.
You're listening to Flyjian Radio, and that was the Abacus with Take All My Love. That's how I feel now. Anyway. So, Guys, give me some information about your Halloween party, please.
Yeah. So, as we already confirmed the lineups, and biggest two, already you explained DJ Takaki and dance animation dancer Bang going to perform our Halloween party, so that's gonna be massive. And also, you know, Alpacas and Colors perform as well, so yeah, hope you can you can enjoy the visit.
It's and gonna be fun. Yeah.
It's on 31st, actual Halloween party day on October.
And so it's
On Monday though. But hopefully, you know.
Yeah, we see.
And why did I say? At venue.
Yeah.
On Underbury, Hoxton. As we usually perform.
Yeah.
As we usually organize recently.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, actually. I mean, it's great to have DJ Takaki and also Bang back to Frisian, you know, event. And yeah, you know, the Alpacas and Colors. I think, you know, it's been a while, you know, since we sort of, you know, played together, I think. Yeah. And we are thinking of doing some surprise
act.
We can't tell you much about that yet.
Oh, really? So you guys are talking about a special act? I thought
I don't know who.
Because I thought you guys are talking about your costume or something. But,
well, I don't know who, but yeah. Yeah, something, some surprise sort of act expected.
I think I kind of got the idea. I don't know, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I don't know, I shouldn't say this here, so I'll tell you later though.
Yeah, there has to be a surprise, so.
Yeah, I should tell you later. I think. Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, also, you know, very welcome to costume you guys and get involved. But even you can, you know, costume, there's a face painter.
Yeah, we are trying to have a face painter again. So, you know, even just after work, you know, joining us, and then, you know, you can be whatever you want to be. So yeah, it's gonna be fun, you know. Like, well, it's kind of crazy, you know. It's been like a year since the last one, last year. Well, it feels like, you know, yesterday, but you know, it feels like.
Yeah, I still keep my costume as a Harry Potter costume, but you know, Kaori earlier said, you know, you shouldn't same costume again. You know? So maybe I have to change another, you know, Gryffindor cap. Maybe Hermione.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be a girl?
Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna be fun, I think. You know, like we're quite excited about it. And you know, like the booking manager from the Underbury, that he really he likes our events so far. And we've been kind of talking that because we'd like to expand, you know, our events, you know, size wise and quality also. And you know, I asked him if he knows any kind of venues with the capacity of something like over 300 to 500, and yeah, he's happy to kind of, you know, introduce us to those venues around that area in East London, which is quite exciting.
Yeah, so that's a good
thing. So yeah, probably, you know, two more events, you know, only two more events we're gonna organize this year. But yeah, for following year, like a new year, I think it's gonna be like, you know, thing is, you know, we have more confidence. We are more confident now than before. I mean, like, quality of the events, like having those, you know, good, you know, professional artists for the past, let's say, like 3-4 months. And then we feel that, you know, Frisian events are more recognized by, you know, you know, people in London.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we're quite confident. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're happy about
it. Yeah. I guess so. Because it was just only less than 2 years then you guys built all of those. So which was quite quick, I think.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
And now you guys are trying something else new and more, so no one can stop you now, I guess.
No one can. Untouchable.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So yeah, as you said, like you are thinking to organize a Christmas event as well.
Christmas or like end of the year, you know.
Okay.
We don't know, but you know, sometime in December, probably in the middle of
December,
because you know, like a Christmas time, like you know, especially like British people go back to their home and they won't be here in London, so there's no point actually doing things like this.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, probably just like a, you know, maybe in the middle of the month, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense for me, yes.
Yeah, maybe we put it together with a 16th party or something? Maybe.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like around 16th, yeah.
I see. And then between that, between this Halloween party and then the end of the year party, that we are going to have this kind of like a Nisha Shugyo's highlight event in Japan. And as I asked you guys, like you go to Hyper Japan Christmas Market to introduce what Hyper Japan is to Japanese people. So we're gonna be very busy, I think, in this last 3 months.
Yeah, last 3 months. Yeah.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
That would be fun, though.
Yeah. You know, like we like doing it. You know. So it's okay to be busy that way.
And then because like a band is going to perform at the Hyper Japan Festival. Oh no, it hasn't confirmed.
Very likely.
Yeah.
Very likely.
Yeah. So that's gonna be great if we can introduce his actual performance to Japanese people. Yeah. Great.
He was kind of, you know, saying something about it. You know, like he's thinking something quite new and different.
Yeah.
He's thinking something, you know, good and big and something different, you know, for Hyper Japan. So
it's
gonna be fun. Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I mean, this time like I can't go to London, but Akiyoshi said that he's thinking to go.
Yeah, probably Akiyoshi. Akiyoshi Shi might be here.
Are you? え、今年の年末になんかロンドンに行く予定があるとかないとかっていうお話だそうなんですけど。
So week tour. Yes.
So ナイトクラブ来てもいいですよ。
ソーナイトクラブ。I still remember that you guys you guys texted me as soon as I got back to the accommodation in this July, after I went out with Yukino to go to the open cinema in Hammersmith.
Yeah, that's right.
And you came to you texted me like we are drinking in Soho, so you have to come. I said no.
Yes.
From this late, it was already 1 or 2 a.m. And then I felt like, oh god, I finally got back home, and then I need to take a shower, and I want to go back to sleep. And then you guys are like, hey, come on, you have to come, like, join us.
Yes. I remember that.
Yeah. Next.
I was waiting you guys as well.
Ah, yes. The coach was working. And
after
then,
after working, I was waiting you guys, but never answered. I need to go home. You know.
Yeah, well, busy drinking, I guess. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Crazy night.
Kind of crazy night. Yeah.
That could happen again, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe but, I can't go to. No, not maybe, but I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that I can't go to London this year anymore, but we try to go there again in next July as a Nisha Shugo again.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe at the time. That time, maybe I can do Soho nightclub.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. Definitely.
Right. So, any other information about the Halloween party?
Well, like I said earlier, like, you know, it's gonna be something, I don't know, like we are more confident, you know. That's it really, like we can, you know, do something a lot better than, you know, something we did last year. And you know, I want the audience to kind of experience the kind of improvement of the Flysham events and you know, things like this, you know. Yeah.
And there's an advance ticket you can buy online.
Yeah.
So
you can buy tickets online.
You can buy online.
Yeah. It's
cheaper than, you know, doors.
Yes.
So
yes.
You should buy.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So that's it then?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. We have a Koichi and a Kenji. So thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
So we had a Koichi and a Kenji as a guest today, and that was great to talk about that they're a Halloween party. And I didn't know that because I didn't know that they're actually organizing another one more event in this year, in the end of this year. So yeah, I was quite excited to introduce those information as well. And as I already mentioned, we are thinking to have this highlight of the Nisha Shugo in November in Tokyo. So, and I'm gonna upload your information about that as well, so please check our Facebook page. And yeah, this Flysham Radio Show, we're gonna talk about those informations as well, so please keep your ears on this radio show. So, and then this Flysham Radio Show is broadcasted on every Tuesday and Thursday. On Tuesday we speak in Japanese, on Thursday we speak in English. I hope that you guys have had fun and hope to see you next week again. So thank you for listening. Bye!